Judd pitching, swinging a shot into left center field. It's down for a hit. Dobbles rounds third. He scores the game-winning run. It's a walk-off for the Eagles. They win it 7-6. Jack Mathey drills one to deep left down the line. This ball carrying well. It's all the way to the wall, and a leaping catch. Maciak takes a home run away from Jack Mathey. 3-3 tie in the bottom of the 10th inning. Trebecca batting, two out. Here's the 1-2, a high drive, right field. That ball is smoked. Franks goes back. This ball might have a chance. It's gone. Game winning. Three-run home run by David Milam. Trebecca wins in the bottom of the 10th inning by a final score of 6-3. And Brandon Cahill, the senior right-hander, getting ready to start things off for the Cavaliers in this Pool A matchup, double elimination in each pool leading up to Saturday's championship game. Liam Hudson steps in. First pitch is a fastball in, and it's one ball and no strikes, and away we go here in Mason, Ohio. Kentucky Wesleyan comes in at 21 and 26. The pitch fouled away by Hudson. Walsh, 20 and 24. So here are a couple of teams with under 500 overall records. Walsh, however, captured the number two seed in the tournament with an 18 and 13 GMAC record. Hudson records the first hit of this game with an opposite field single into left. He's hitting 345 on the year. And he sends a line drive into left field for the game's first hit. He's aboard. No score, top of the first inning. That's the way it begins. And here's Jace Mizell. Mizell hitting 326, five home runs, 22 runs batted in. Right-handed batter. Hudson has five steals on the year. So he'll take his lead off first. First pitch outside from Cahill, who is 7-3 on the year. Cahill, a .497 earned run average. This is his 13th overall appearance, his 12th start. The pitch from the righty outside. Two balls and no strikes. Reese Davis is on deck. Kentucky Wesleyan hitting .286 as a team. That ranks third in the GMAC. Cahill to the plate, and again staying away, misses outside with it, and it's 3-0. Opposite field hit from Liam Hudson started off the ball game. Now Mizell at the plate. Kentucky Wesleyan, the visiting team, so they're in their traveling purple jerseys and gray pants. Fastball inside. A four-pitch walk to Mizell. The first two batters have reached. Cahill, during the regular season, not a guy who issues a lot of walks. That is just his 12th. He's worked 58 innings on the year, 72 hits, 36 runs, 32 of those earned. Now 12 walks on the year, 47 strikeouts. First and second for the Panthers. And here's Davis now. First pitch taken low for a ball. Davis, 339. Eight home runs, 31 runs batted in for the Cavaliers, pardon me, for the Panthers. The Cavaliers with a .638 staff earned run average, which ranks ninth among the GMAC teams. That one poured right over for a strike. Our home plate umpire is Sean Hubbardston. Jason Dreyer is on first base, and Don West will be making the impartial calls over on the third base side. Davis, another right-handed batter. Breaking ball is fouled away. A one ball and two strike count. Hudson at second and Mizell at first. By the way, Hudson is the only left-handed hitter in the Kentucky Wesleyan starting lineup. Cahill with the pause. The right-hander delivers way up and in. That gets away from Blumacki. Running to third is Hutton. Mizell hangs tight at first. It is a wild pitch as that one got away from Cahill. They're on the corners now, and it's two balls and two strikes. Grant Blumenkey is the catcher. Brandon Heyer at third base. Brody Akers at short. Drew Morse is the second baseman. Eli Sutton over at first. Check the Walsh outfield after this 2-2 pitch. Kentucky Wesleyan with a threat here in the first. That one high. And it's three balls, two strikes. Cam Hollaball in left. Josh Algorin in center field. And Chris Kramer in right. Walsh, a very good defensive unit, third in the league. Payoff pitch, hit hard on the ground, base hit, right field. Hutson comes in to score. And Kentucky Wesleyan takes a 1-0 lead. Still nobody out here in the top of the first inning. Reese Davis checks in with his 32nd RBI of the year. Rhett Dyshom to the plate now, the cleanup man with runners at first and second. So a great start for the seventh seeded Panthers. Two hits, a walk, a run is in. Dyshom, a .312 hitter on the year, five home runs, 41 runs batted in. This is Kentucky Wesleyan's 11th consecutive appearance in the GMAC tournament. They have been a fixture here. Here is the pause, and Cahill delivers way up and in. One ball and no strikes. The Panthers were third in the GMAC South Division. Their GMAC record 13-16. The pitch to Dyshom, chopped on the ground, foul. Kentucky Wesleyan hosted Walsh during the regular season in a four-game series and dropped three of the four games. So the Cavaliers 3-1 in head-to-head competition. Cahill starting for Walsh. By the way, Evan Oakley, the junior ace, will start for Kentucky Wesleyan. Breaking ball lifted in the air. First base side. Right along the line. It's caught by a backpedaling Eli Sutton. That's the first out. It is a fair ball. Dyshom retired. Here comes senior Tate Van Hoos. Van Hoos batting .255, five home runs, 19 runs batted in. It's 1-0 Panthers on an RBI single by Reese Davis. Mizell at second, Davis at first, one gone. They'll play for the double play. They've turned 22 of them on the year. High pop-up, straight up the chute. This might be playable for Brandon Heyer, the third baseman, and he makes the catch. Just in fair territory down the third base line. Back-to-back pop-ups. Cahill one out away from limiting the damage. Cade Gudalis, the number six hitter, will step to the plate for the Panthers of Kentucky Wesleyan. Todd Lilpop is the head coach for the Panthers. The pitch to Gudalis, way up and in, one ball, no strikes. Lilpop, the head coach. Ryan Mantooth is the pitching coach and also coaches first. Andrew Kirkland is the hitting coach and coaches down at third base for KWC. Two on, two out, base hit left field. Hollaball comes charging, and they will stop Mizell at third. They are loaded. Gudalis with the third hit of the inning. A .286 batter coming in. And he rips a single into left. Mizell now at third base. Davis moves up a bag. He's at second. Base is loaded for Braden Vineyard. Braden Vineyard, a native out of Paducah, Kentucky. He is the Kentucky Wesleyan catcher. Bases loaded with two gone here in the top of the first. A 1-0 ball game at this juncture. That's in there for a strike. Vineyard. He gets the start today. He is the catcher for Evan Oakley. Here's a high fly ball center field. Algarin going back on it. Has it measured. He makes the catch. And that retires the side. But Kentucky Wesleyan strikes first. One run. They do it on three hits. No errors. Bases were left loaded. Half inning in the books here at Prasco Park. It's Kentucky Wesleyan 1 and the Walsh Cavaliers coming to bat.